I think it's positive change. You know what I mean? I feel like it's definitely time for a change. You know what I mean? And like the protest, as far as the protest goes, like without reform or whatever, you know what I mean? Nothing's gonna change until things, you know what I mean, come together and higher up. You know what I mean? So as far as that goes.
Yeah. Do you feel like the message is still on track? Do you feel like it's been hijacked slightly?
Yeah, it has been hijacked. I feel that way. Like the whole idea really is kind of hijacked in a way, you know, as far as people with their own agenda, you know what I mean? So just taken away from what the original purpose was. So. Yeah.
If you had one message when all this is done with, because, you know, it all dies down eventually and stuff, what would that be to keep, like, especially black folks going and motivated?
Just keep the power to the people, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just keep an open mind, positive vibes, and so, yeah, for sure.
I think it's gone in a really weird direction where people have lost focus of what it's about, and things that are happening out here aren't done by African Americans for the most part. It's done by other races from other places. People are showing videos of things that are happening in Russia and saying that it's here. It's completely ass backwards. Mm-hmm.
So you feel like the message has been hijacked?
It's been completely hijacked. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like more black people need to show up and step up, or you feel like this is their work to be doing, they just need to stay on message?
They need to show up and step up. However, it's hard to do here. It's really hard to do here.
So we know, like, these things usually die down and everything usually returns back to normal. So what would you say to black people to keep them motivated, to keep the movement going so we can finally see some justice and reform happen?
See something, say something, show up, be there for each other, build each other up, build up our community. When we see something that's happening that it doesn't reflect us, it's scary as hell trying to, like, what are the cops going to do? You know what I mean? Who is going to react in what type of way to what's happening? But we just have to. And it's scary, but nothing will change until we solidify ourselves in a way that isn't violent and isn't angry and depicts who we are. We are proud. We are black. We are strong. We are intelligent as whoa. So until we start making people see it that way, they're not really going to look at us for that.
It's almost like an international, it's a global fight we're fighting. And so when you start locally, it gets to a more global stage. And so I want to see change happen. Like, the more they see us out here in the daily, like, you know, our efforts that we put in, they know we're serious. And then we'll see the change we're looking for, because we're not here based on, like, how they say we're here for. Like, they think we're here for violence and to, like, you know, overthrow their government or something like that. But we're just really looking for fairness and equality. Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I feel like it's coming back to it more. A few weeks ago, I felt like, oh, is it really still centered around Black Lives Matter? But I've been seeing that it's coming more centralized back to that now. I think it kind of got carried away a little bit. I think with the feds being here, it kind of, like, you know, trying to change, like, the view a little bit. But I feel like now we're getting back on track, moving around, actually marching and stuff. And we missed marching for a couple months. Just know that the fight is not over. Know that your life matters, that we all matter, and that it's only a matter of time till we do see the change, because all this fight will not be for nothing. You know.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a nice night, okay? Be safe.